Canadian Bill for Two for Tuesday requested some Lover Boy. Does Canadian Bill know it's only Tuesday? Is he aware? Is he aware of that?
That's what Mary Vandeville just said. Literally 2 seconds ago.
Great minds think alike. By the way, that's part of Two for Tuesday. Nick DiGilio here on WGN. By the way, Dan and Esmeralda, this is not part of the official cards and trivia for SNL. Mm-hmm. What is that song? How does that song tie into an SNL sketch?
It's Patrick Swayze. Chris Farley.
Yes!
You kidding me? Come on.
Do you know that one, Dan?
I'm shocked that Esmeralda would remember the one with the shirtless Patrick Swayze.
We're doing Chippendales.
That is hilarious. That is such a funny sketch. So funny. Okay. Well, there you go. So by the way, it's Nick DiGilio here, and we're here till 5 o'clock. Steve Grzanch with the opening bell at 5, and my friend and yours, the one and only Steve Cochran at 6. Canadian Bill, he'll have another lover. Have another lover boy.
Another one?
Oh, lover boy had a lot of hits.
All right.
Yeah, man, don't play around.
Sure.
By the way, lover boy Canadian, if I'm not mistaken. But you know what I found out, Dan? Because I did a little research on the T-Mobile woman. Mm-hmm. Canadian.
Oh, there you go.
So she likes Saga.
Do you understand why 33% of the population wants her back?
Well, yes, I do now. I totally. And she's like a model, and there were all kinds of cheesecake photos of her, too, and not from the T-Mobile. She's a good-looking. I still prefer Lily, though. Lily's my favorite.
When you said that, I was thinking she was pictures of her holding cheesecake.
Cheesecake. I knew. See,
I was like, what?
Beefcake is the male version of those pictures.
Oh.
Cheesecake is the female version of those pictures.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did not know that.
Yeah.
Loverboy formed in Calgary in 1979.
I mean, they're friends with Saga.
I'm sure they are. I took a girl on a first date to see Loverboy.
How did that go?
We dated for like 5 years. So, yeah, dated. It was all right. She was much older than me. She was my manager at McDonald's and had a kid.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I didn't play around when I was 16. I was like,
wait, what?
21. She was 21 when we first met. I was 16.
Oh, my God.
She had a kid.
Oh, boy.
And we dated for almost 5 years.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. I attract the healthy ones. So we went to go see Loverboy, and this band called Frankie and the Knockouts opened.
Did she have to pay for you?
Did she buy you beer?
She was my manager at McDonald's. So, no, I was getting a paycheck.
Right.
Probably almost as much as she was getting.
Oh, gosh.
I've had some healthy relationships in the past, Esmeralda. I'm telling you, my history with women is stellar. Stellar! I've had nothing but healthy, normal relationships with women.
Sure, yeah.
She did, but she was very popular with my friends in high school because
sure
like anytime we would go someplace, she could buy booze. So she was very popular. Hey, can your girlfriend get us some beer, man? Yeah, I guess.
Oh, my God.
All right. Anyway, we saw Loverboy, and Frankie goes to Hollywood. Frankie and the Knockouts. Mm-hmm. They had a song called Sweetheart, which was a big hit. You remember Sweetheart?
No.
Dan, do you remember Sweetheart by Frankie and the Knockouts?
I can't say that I have.
Oh, man, come on, legend.
Were you like, hey, will you be my sweetheart?
I thought you were going to go with Loverboy for Loverboy. Nick, will you be my Loverboy?
No. Well, no.
Oh, she would say that.
You have to understand how big Loverboy was in, like, 1982 when we went on this date. And they were massive.
Sure, yeah.
So, like, I was like, hey, I got tickets for Loverboy. And she's like, oh, let's go. I got to get a babysitter, but
oh,
let's go.
God. Oh.
This is Sweetheart. Yeah. Yeah. You see how that's a hell of a date right there.
That song made me physically ill.
Yeah, it's not a good song.
Want to bring it full circle so we can get to the Saturday Night Live thing? The guy who wrote that song, Frankie Peretti or whatever is the lead singer dude,
mm-hmm.
He wrote I Had the Time of My Life from Dirty Dancing with Patrick Swayze.
Okay.
You see how that works? You see how this is a professional broadcast?
Real well.
All right, you ready for some SNL?
Mm-hmm.
Do we have a theme, Dan, or no? Like from the SNL?
I'm sorry, I have to switch off Frankie and the Knockouts to get over to it.
All right. Dan, you're not going to join the Frankie and the Knockouts fan club?
Seriously, of all the music that we've ever played on this show, like, I don't know what that was, but I almost vomited.
That was a really big hit. I am not kidding. Like, in 1981, that song was huge. And then they had a follow-up album where they had, like, three, four hits off of that. Not Another Lonely Night was another one. Not Another Lonely Night! But he wrote the I'll Have the Time of My Life song. So he also, by the way, he's got an Oscar because of that.
Gosh.
Yeah. I just feel bad for the Knockouts. Where are the Knockouts now? All right, here we go. I have some questions here, and I'll tell you what the object of each question is. We're going to go a question for Dan, then a question for Esmeralda. We're going to go decade by decade.
Okay.
So each of you will get a question from the 70s era SNL, then the 80s, then the 90s, and then the 2000s. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Dan, are you ready?
As I'll ever be.
All right. This is the deal on this is it's host to host. So you have to connect someone to someone. All right? So which actress connects Richard Dreyfuss to Madeline Kahn?
What?
With movies. With movies. It's like a 6 degrees of separation.
All right. Richard Dreyfuss.
Let me give you it. Hold on a second. I'll give you it's multiple choice.
Oh, thank God.
Richard Dreyfuss to Madeline Kahn. All right, which one of these does it? Louise Lasser, Fran Tarkington.
Who are these people?
Fran Tarkington's a guy, and he's a football player. Terry Garr or Shelley Duvall? Which actress, or four male football player, evidently?
Well, that's how they try to trick you.
Louise?
The name Fran, you think it's a woman.
Yeah, well, I think the people who put this game together, was like, yeah, it's a chick. Louise Lasser, Fran Tarkington, Terry Garr, or Shelley Duvall.
Okay, all right.
Connecting Richard Dreyfuss to Madeline Kahn.
Man.
Louise Lasseter.
Well, it's Louise Lasser, first of all, but no. Terry Garr.
Was it the Mel Brooks?
It's Terry Garr was in Close Encounters with Richard Dreyfuss, and she was in The Young Frankenstein with Madeline Kahn.
Yeah, my goodness.
So there you go. All right. All right, Esmeralda, you ready from the 70s?
Yes.
Yeah, because you were born in 1983, so this should go well.
I in the womb. That's all my mother watched.
All right. All right. This is an SNL product, a fake SNL product. It's one of their fake commercials.
Okay.
The product, I will tell you the name of the product, and then I'll give you a multiple choice, and you tell me what the product is.
Okay.
All right. The product is called Hey You! And you don't remember that bit at all. is it A, when you can't remember a casual acceptance name? Is it B, a perfume for one-night stands? Or is it C, Encyclopedia of Fighting Words? Hey, you.
I just have to think what's funnier.
And then go to the next option.
Encyclopedia?
Is that what you're going with?
Yeah.
It's a perfume for one-night stands.
Oh.
Remember, it's the 70s.
Right.
Yeah. All right.
Bad encyclopedias.
So far, 0-0. Okay, we'll move on.
Were we 0-1 last time?
I think it was. I think it was just 1. I think Dan won 1-0. But of
no,
course,
it was the other way, I think.
Oh, you won?
I want to say
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, we both got the 90s question, so it was like 2-1.
Oh, okay. So we
all right.
Good score.
All right. Dan?
Yes.
80s. We moved into the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not multiple choice.
Okay, great.
What soap opera parody features Tonto, Tarzan, and Frankenstein? You guys remember Tonto, Tarzan, and Frankenstein?
Yes.
It's John Lovitz as Tonto. Kevin Nealon is Frankenstein. Or no, Kevin
Phil
Nealon.
Hartman is Frankenstein.
Yeah. Phil Hartman is Frankenstein and Kevin Nealon as Tarzan. So Tonto, Tarzan, and Frankenstein. What was the parody? Soap opera.
Days of Our... I got nothing.
It's As World Turn.
I get it.
I just try to contain your excitement, Dan. All right, we'll squeeze this one in before we break.
Okay.
All right, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
And this is from the 80s. What two legendary singers played by Eddie Murphy and Joe Piscopo team up to write a song promoting racial harmony?
Who are they pretending to be?
Who are they pretending to be? Dan, you got this
one,
right?
Come on.
Dan's even getting upset.
That garbage.
No, it's, oh my gosh, Frank Sinatra.
Okay.
And I'm going to say, was he Stevie Wonder?
Yes. Okay. Good job. You got it. One for Esmeralda. If you wouldn't have gotten that one, something would have been wrong in this world. Dan got more upset about that question than I did.
What the hell, man?
I know just Joe Piscopo did Frank Sinatra.
Some obscure bit that ran twice, and she gets named two of the most famous musicians of all time.
Dan, as World Turn ran once, so that's not even twice. All right. All right, we'll move on to the 90s after we break here. Come on, Canadian Bill. There's so many other songs you could have chose. Loving Every Minute of It by Loverboy was the second choice here.
Yeah, this sounds a little Motley Crue-ish.
This is latter-day Loverboy. Like, this is like late 80s Loverboy.
Mm-hmm.
They were better in the early 80s. Well, they're never great, but they were tolerable in the early 80s. Mm-hmm. Now, they're not quite as good as Frankie and the Knockouts, in Dan's opinion.
Right. Best band ever.
Yeah. All right. Hey, we're back in the aggravating SNL trivia game. It's aggravating for everybody, I think. All right, we're in the 90s now. You guys be able to answer some 90s questions?
Yeah.
You guys did well on the 90s, and I believe the 2000s
the last
time.
I watched the 90s.
Okay. All right. All right, Dan, are you ready? Well, why don't we do Esmeralda first this time in these two rounds?
It's 452.
Oh, man. All right. Are you ready, Esmeralda?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. All right. Come on. What professional wrestler played the father of Mr. Peepers, the half-human, half-ape, played by Chris Kattan?
What wrestler?
What professional wrestler played the father of Mr. Peepers, the half-human,
half-ape? Oh, The Rock.
That's exactly right.
Okay.
Dan, you knew that one, too, right?
Mm-hmm. No, let's ask Dan about an 1150 sketch that only two people saw.
All right. Damn. It would have been the other way, Dan, if had we not switched
No.
According to Deep Thoughts, do you remember Deep Thoughts?
Jack Handy.
Yes. According to Deep Thoughts,
the answer, right?
No, that... No, it's not as simple as who did Deep Thoughts. All right. According to Deep Thoughts, what U.S. landmark does Jack Handy tell his nephew was burnt down? What U.S. landmark does Jack Handy tell his nephew has been burnt down? This is not an easy one. Do you know Esmeralda? You think you know?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
The Redwood Forest.
No. What do you think of
Disney World?
It's Disneyland, yeah. Disneyland.
What?
Yeah. Nice job, Esmeralda.
Yeah.
Dan, nice job, buddy.
Yeah.
The Redwood Forest.
Stupid me thinking national park, thinking of an actual national park.
Did it say national park on the...
No, landmark.
Landmark. All right. Esmeralda, are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay, this is a visual, so we can't use that one. That's very good. Okay, here we go. Okay, what's the slogan to this commercial?
Okay.
All right, the product is Turlington's Lower Back Tattoo Remover. Do you remember the Turlington's Lower Back Tattoo Remover?
No.
It's like a roll-on that you would put on your back, and it burns off the bad stamp, the tramp stamp.
Right.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
Okay.
Don't know the song.
Well, you just have to, it's multiple choice.
Oh, okay.
Turlington's lower back tattoo remover. Is it because it won't be cool forever, or removing tattoos the old-fashioned way with slugs, or it works because it's pure acid?
What was the first one?
Because it won't be cool forever.
The third one.
Because it because it's pure acid?
Yeah.
No. It's because it won't be cool forever.
I like the third one.
Do you guys, you don't remember that commercial? Do you guys remember, Dan, do you remember that commercial?
Nope, I do not.
What they do is, like, Amy Poehler is, like, she's a mom now.
Right.
And she bends over or lifts, you know, puts something on the top shelf and her shirt mm-hmm. rises up and she's got a terrible.
It sounds familiar, but yeah.
And then they go, you know, you think you look hot now. Wait till you get older, and then they do like a time lapse where the body gets all flabby and they show what the tattoo looks like. All right. Okay, Dan?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, you got to connect host to host.
Great. Is it multiple choice at least?
Yes, it is.
All right.
Okay. Connect Tina Fey to Julianne Moore. Tina Fey to Julianne Moore. Here are your choices. Okay. What actor can you connect? Greg Kinnear, Tim Meadows, The Rock, or Jackie Chan? Tina Fey to Julianne Moore. Greg Kinnear, Tim Meadows, The Rock, Jackie Chan.
Tim Meadows.
Absolutely right.
What was he with in Julianne Moore? I know Mean Girls for Tina Fey.
Right, Mean Girls. And Julianne Moore is in the Ladies' Man movie.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What's she doing there?
Well, she was actually on two separate Ladies' Man sketches, and it was one of her favorite sketches. When she was on the show, she requested to be on a Ladies' Man.
Aww,
because it was
sweet.
it was her
that
favorite sketch.
Been on like three or four times in the last 3 weeks.
You know, it's not good, but it's not terrible. There are a lot of other worse ones. All right, so it's 2-0, Esmeralda. Now we'll do one more quick one. All right. Esmeralda, you ready?
Uh-huh.
This is from the 90s. I'll give you guys in the 90s.
Wait, how is it 2-0? He got one.
Oh, you just got one, so it's 2-1.
Yeah, thanks.
Okay.
Okay. What is the correct slogan for this commercial?
Okay.
All right. It's the Happy Fun Ball. You remember the Happy Fun Ball?
Oh, yeah, Happy Fun Ball.
Okay. Oh, you know Happy Fun Ball. All right. What's the slogan? Accept no substitutes. Hey, balls have feelings too, or warning may not be as happy as advertised.
Warning may not be as happy as advertised. No?
No, it's accept no substitutes. Oh, I wouldn't have got that one.
I just remember the, like, happy fun ball. Don't put it near your clothes.
Or do this. Okay. Let's see. All right, you ready, Dan? We'll do one more here. From the 90s.
Yes.
What Brady Bunch sister, played by Melanie Hutzel, appears on Weekend Update to complain about her other siblings? Not a multiple choice.
Jan.
That's absolutely right. That was kind of Melanie Hutzel's deal.
Right.
I mean, all she did was kind of like did Jan Brady, and then she did the Lambda, Lambda, Lambda. Oh, no, that's Revenge of the Nerds. Whatever the...
what?
Do you remember the sorority thing that they did?
No.
Oh, okay.
All right. I remember her, though.
We ended up in a tie. 2-2.
Oh, look at that.
I knew I should have said Terry Garr.
Some of these are hard, man. I got to tell you. You know, especially if you don't watch the damn show.
Yeah, that would make it difficult.
It is difficult, especially in the 70s when neither of you were born.
And you keep giving us names of people we don't know at all.
Like who?
What was the answer you gave for the first one?
Louise Lasseter.
Who's that?
Louise Lasseter played Mary Hartman, Mary Hartman.
All right.
I just need the name. I didn't know what she did.